This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. It's Free Talk Live, launching into the third hour of this live Saturday edition of the show. You tonight, it's Ian
and Cody.
We'll go right back into your calls and thoughts, but just to bring you up to speed in case you're just tuning in, the main thrust of the show earlier was talk about stop and frisk. Donald Trump has been now this week proposing stop and frisk be instituted at a national level. And for those that don't know, stop and frisk is basically the police just wholesale stopping people and frisking them on the streets just because they darn well feel like
without
it.
Without discretion, just like, you look like you might be suspicious, so I'm going to feel you up.
That's pretty much how it's been working. And in New York City, it was found unconstitutional, at least in the way that they were implementing it, which was to specifically target black areas of town.
And weren't you saying that de Blasio was later on saying that Trump had a bad idea about this?
That's right. The current mayor, de Blasio, is saying that stop and frisk really wasn't even a factor in New York's crime going down. And it's not just him.
Was he the one who implemented it, or was that Bloomberg?
It was Bloomberg.
Okay.
So, yeah, and it's not just de Blasio. It's the numbers, too. All you have to do is look at the numbers. The Washington Post has a detailed story up about it within the last couple of days that runs down the FBI's crime statistics, compares them with the stop and frisk, and there's not even a correlation, let alone a causation. So, I mean, there's no real evidence that it's in any way effective.
It seems to be like it's just to make people feel safer than they are.
Well, what it does is it certainly doesn't make the people feel safe who've been stopped and frisked. It would make them feel violated. And
well, the people that are concerned about the crime and the violence and the drugs and the gang wars and everything else, well, I feel so much safer now that stop and frisk is here to make sure that nothing bad will happen to me and my kids.
Well, all it really does is it just takes drug users and people with guns off the streets, and that doesn't necessarily mean the streets are safer. And of course, that led us into a discussion of legalization of things like drugs and prostitution, gambling, guns, other things that, you know, again, involve two human beings having a consensual interaction with one another. And if you believe in freedom, if you believe in the free marketplace, then you should be on the side of legalization of those
things. And guess what? If you want there to be less crime, make more things legal.
Exactly.
It's really that simple.
Let's talk to Nathan, though, because you can bring up anything you want here. Nathan is in Lynchburg listening to WLNI FM. Hey, Nathan.
Hey. How are you guys doing tonight?
Welcome, sir. You're on.
Hey, I know you guys got caught up on that conversation about drugs and stuff, and I could talk to you about that all night, but I was actually wanting to talk to you about nationalism versus globalism.
Okay.
With the movement of Donald Trump being behind nationalism, of course. I just want to hear your viewpoints on being nationalistic.
Let me, but before we go on, can you define what globalism is to you? What does that mean? I just want to make sure we're on the same page here.
Well, really what it comes down to is some issues that are politically going on right now. For instance, if you're a nationalist, you want to build a wall, you want to properly vet people who come in, or even deny people coming in at some point in time. If you're a globalist, you're for no walls and to basically open it up to the world and becoming more like them instead of being separate.
Oh, is this one of these weird things? It all comes down to borders, right? Is that what you're saying
now? That's one issue.
I know, but it always seems like it's the first issue.
Well, nationalism is about more than that. Borders are just a way for the nationalists to feel more secure.
I'm really starting to wonder if, people assume that you're pro-globalist if you're open borders.
Well, right, and that's why I thought,
started to really wonder that.
Yeah, and that's what I wanted to point out here is that it's a false choice to say that, well, you're either this or you're that. You're either a nationalist or you're a globalist. Well, how about I'm just a freedomist? You know, I think that liberty is the answer. What's the question? Should people be able to cross borders freely? Yes, but not private property. So if you want to have your private property be exclusive to you and the people that you love and that you care about, and you don't want people you don't know to come there, you should be able to restrict that. I don't believe in the idea of nations at all, whereas a lot of globalist types would want to see a one-world government. I want to see no world government. I want to see no state whatsoever. So what do you call me?
You're crazy, man.
No, actually, it's not crazy. What's crazy is the state.
I weirdly knew you were going to say that. I don't know why. Yeah.
No, what's crazy is the edifice of the state. It's as crazy as chattel slavery. We just don't see it yet.
At the end of the day, man, it would be nice to have no government at all, but unfortunately that's just...
Yeah, well, you know...
That's like, hey, you know, like, let's pass the pipe and listen to John Lennon a little longer. Maybe
we certainly need to get people to be a lot more intelligent. we certainly got to get people to be a lot more intelligent to get to that no government thing, and I hope that happens within my lifetime. I don't think it will.
It's probably not. But
I really
did
cross my fingers.
Well, you never know. Renaissance can happen unexpectedly, right? Right? Like, there could be all of a sudden a quick run-up in people embracing the ideas of liberty and rejecting the idea of the state. Look, I want to see the idea of the state sitting in the dustbin of history, just like, you know, the idea of chattel slavery is sitting in the dustbin of history for the most part.
I guess more what I'm trying to say is, what's wrong with us having pride in America? What's wrong with us saying that we're an exceptional nation with exceptional people?
It's garbage, number one. I mean,
whatever you want to do. You know what? I'm like weirdly proud to be Irish.
You're wearing a Guinness shirt.
I'm wearing a Guinness shirt.
Hey, the Irish were put in ghettos at one point in time in American history.
Right. Yeah, the Irish were discriminated against, keep off the grass, that kind of thing.
Yeah, so it's like one of those weird things where, like, there's no logical explanation for it. You know? There's no, like, I just am happy I come from Ireland from my descent, you know? There's no reason for it. It makes no sense. It's just how I feel, you know? So some people are proud of this America place, and some people aren't.
But to answer your question specifically, Nathan, you know, what's wrong with people being nationalistic? What's wrong with people believing in American exceptionalism? I mean, the fact is that America is not exceptional in a lot of ways. It's not the most free place in the world. So, you know, you don't hear that anymore, right? People don't say it's a free country anymore. I mean, if they say it's a free country, you should laugh at them, because obviously we all know it's not. And it has been dropping down on the lists of the various different lists of freedoms. You look at the Heritage Institute, you look at the Cato Institute, Fraser Institute's the other one, where they have these yearly assessments of the various different countries of the world and which ones are the most economically free. And America's like in the 13 to 20th place range, and it's been dropping over the last decade. So there's really not much there as far as exceptionalism is concerned. We've got some cool ideas from the past, and we're sort of coasting on the freedoms that we had in the past that have resulted in the the technological bursts that that we've seen, all of the wonderful things that have happened here over the last few hundred years. But you know, we're not getting more free, and that's a problem.
I think what it is people are into America like they're into brands. You know?
That's true.
They like...
Or sports teams.
Right. Yeah. Like, they like the American flag.
Okay.
They like the
national
anthem.
I guess what I'm trying to say...
They're into America like they are into a brand. It might as well be Tide...
Abercrombie & Fitch.
Mitsubishi or whatever it is. America is a brand that people like. They like the label.
All right. What I'm trying to say is this, World War II. Would you not say that we were not exceptional in World War II in the world? Would you not say that people were from...
What do you mean? Well, first of all, what do you mean, we? And second of all, exceptional at what? Dropping nuclear bombs on Japan?
Nuclear bombs and scaring the whatever out of the
That's
world.
That's not something to be proud of, man.
I think it is. I think it is.
Murdering innocent
that's
people?
Dude, no, come on.
Murdering thousands?
No. I'm sorry, that and this has happened to me before, where it's just, you know, people, they don't understand how evil it is to defend Hiroshima and Nagasaki.
That's crazy.
And they just act like they're cool. Well, no. As soon as you defend dropping a nuclear bomb, I'm done talking to you.
Well, atomic bomb, but hey, who's counting? Hey, thanks for the call, Nathan. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Now, estimates between 129,000 and 246,000 people killed in the bombings of Hiroshima and Nagasaki.
Disgusting.
It's incredible destruction for no real reason whatsoever. I mean, basically, the Japanese had pretty much surrendered at that point, if I'm recalling correctly.
Yeah.
You can join us here. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Oh, yeah, and don't forget that it was the U.S. getting involved in World War One that likely resulted in the circumstances that allowed World War II to even happen in the first place. So blame Woodrow Wilson.
Hanukkah, the German shepherd that I rescued, was stinky, skinny, and scrawny, full of skin rashes and scratching. And I started feeding Hanukkah Dynavite, and he became such a happier, itch-free, stink-free dog. I dug deeper into the website.
DINOVITE.com.
What if in addition to Dynavite, we do the raw beef and the egg diet and see what happens? Forget all these 50-pound bags, the formulated, extruded, processed cereal bits that cost a ton of money anyways. This dog's as close to a wolf as you can get. They're carnivores. With just the raw meat and the eggs and the Dynavite and Super Omega on top of it, it just balances out his body and his mind and his spirit. It's unbelievable. Hey, if you're thinking about rescuing a dog, you got to start them out on Dynavite. DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000. DINOVITE.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarity is a 43-year-old company has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
Are the answers to your present and future hidden in your past? Akashic readings help you learn to unlock the answers for love, finances, weight loss, self-esteem, confusion, grief and loss, and more. Akashic email readings by Dr. Kelly Maroon, PhD, are specially priced right now. Learn more at Dr. Kelly Maroon's website, akashicuniversal.com, spelled akashicuniversal.com. Change your life today. Become one with your true path with intention on purpose. Visit akashicuniversal.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. And this could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Mm-hmm.
Live. Dial toll free. Join us on the radio waves. Live Saturday edition of the program here. Our toll free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. The Skype username is lrn.fm. Now, if you love liberty, if you really understand what freedom means, if you understand that rights matter no matter who we're talking about, anywhere in the world, as long as we're talking about human beings, then you really owe it to yourself. If you're a libertarian, if you're a voluntarist, if you're a liberty-loving anarchist, you owe it to yourself to check out New Hampshire and the 101 reasons why liberty lives here. You can go to 101reasonsfilm.com. You can watch an hour-long documentary there completely free. It's fantastic. It really will give you a kind of a glimpse into what life is like for the libertarians who've already moved here. There are a couple of active liberty migrations where people are coming from all around the United States and around the globe even to concentrate their activity for freedom here in one low population geographic area. Go to 101reasonsfilm.com right now and watch it when you get a chance. It's fantastic. I recommend it. And we're actually coming up on the 2-year anniversary of 101 Reasons Film. That'll be in mid-November. So we'll let you know more about that as the time approaches. Of course, we'll take your calls and thoughts about whatever's on your mind. Let's go to James in Jacksonville, Florida. James, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Yes, back when they were doing the stop and frisk, I remember I was watching a documentary on weed, and they were talking about, I believe it was New York, how is you pretty much won't get in trouble as long as you don't show the weed in public. And what they were doing is they'd roll up into your pocket, and they'd be like, oh, well, look, you happen to have a nickel bag, so they would go to jail. Because they showed it in public, and all these people were going to jail over having a dime sack. And it was like a big deal, and this whole documentary was about it, and it was crazy. I believe it was New York.
Now, when was this? Because New York has decriminalized possession of cannabis as of, several years ago.
It must have been New York, because that's what the problem was, is that they would say, empty your pockets, and then you would empty your pockets. Obviously, you're doing what the officer asks. And then they say, oh, well, you just showed that in public, so now you're going to jail. And that's what it is. I believe that's what the law is, as long as you don't show it in public or smoke it in public, I believe. But back then, that's what this documentary
is. Do you recall what the documentary was called?
No, sir, I don't. I apologize. It was a long time ago.
It sounds believable. It sounds like something the police would do. Thanks, James, for sharing your call and thoughts tonight. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. It's Ian and Cody in the studio here for the live Saturday edition. Let's continue with your calls and thoughts. Jack is listening to WIBC-FM in Indiana. Hello there, Jack.
How you doing?
Welcome. You're on the air.
Hey.
Basically, I just want to give my 2 cents about the stop and frisk.
Please do.
I believe in the Constitution, and I feel that it's wrong for them to do it anywhere. I mean, there's enough guidelines, kind of like when you get pulled over by the police. If there's suspicion that you might have drugs in the car, they can basically call it and search your car. I don't feel they need any more rights to just basically stop you and check you and empty your pockets. I mean, it's just, like you said, it's against our rights, against the Constitution. It just isn't right.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, I agree with you there. And they shouldn't even be able to search somebody's car on, you know, whether it's reasonable, articulable suspicion or probable cause. I mean, look, the fact is people with drugs are not a danger to anyone else unless they're actually posing a danger. If you're driving dangerously, then that's one thing. But if you're just, you know, driving from point A to point B in a safe manner, then it shouldn't matter what you've got in your pocket or in the trunk.
And certainly if you're walking down the street and you look suspicious, just look suspicious, according to, you know, cops who are probably being racist anyways, then, yeah, no, you should not have full discretion on doing things that are completely unacceptable socially, as far as I'm concerned.
Approach a police officer with a video camera and demand they turn out their pockets.
Right? What do you got?
Yeah, what do you got to hide?
What drugs have you confiscated that you might be bringing home to use later, you know?
Jack, any other thoughts you want to share? Go ahead.
Yeah, on your legalization of drugs, I'm with you guys on that. It's actually been shown in numerous countries where they legalized certain drugs and crime rate went down because,
yep.
I mean, personal experience of mine growing up, I mean, like everybody, I tell my wife all the time, people want what they can't have. If it's illegal, I mean, it's kind of the cool thing to do for kids.
It's called the forbidden fruit effect, and the numbers back it up. I mean, what you're saying is absolutely true. In fact, if you look at the Netherlands, if you look at Colorado, if you look at any place where cannabis has been decriminalized or legalized in any way, you'll find that the teenage use of that drug, of cannabis, goes down. Now, typically what you'll see is a slight spike once it gets to be legal, because then people are like, woo, it's legal! And, you know, they use it a little bit more. But then over a short period of time, it starts to drop to the point where it's below, the usage among teenagers is actually below where it was when it was prohibited. And the only thing you could attribute that to is the forbidden fruit effect, is that it is no longer forbidden, and so therefore it is no longer as cool, it's no longer as sexy to be using cannabis. So you're absolutely right.
It applies to everything in life as a human being. The wanting what you can't have effect.
Yep,
I mean, that applies greatly. If you're in the dating game, the wanting what you can't have thing, if you make yourself too available, well, people are going to be less likely to want you. You know, but if you're like, I don't really care if you like me or not. Well, guess what? You might actually do a lot better.
Jack, thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. Brittany is on the line in Chicago. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Brittany.
Hey, how are you?
Welcome. You're on the air. Doing great.
Hello.
Hi.
Go ahead with your thoughts, Brittany.
So I was listening to your show for about like an hour.
Actually, before you go on, quick technical question. Are you on like a speakerphone or a headset or something like that?
It's a in-car Bluetooth.
Okay, it's not great. I know that you may be at risk from the police attacking you if you were to actually hold your cell phone up to your ear, but you're going to sound better if you do. So if you can find an area to pull over and do that in, it's actually difficult for us to understand you as a result of the device that you're using. So,
Is it better now?
A little bit. Go ahead.
Okay. So basically I've been listening to the show, and I heard a couple callers calling about how, you know, America's so great, and they are wondering why they're not allowed to have pride in themselves or why people don't think America's that great. And it's really frustrating for me as a woman, and also for someone who is really active in justice, to...
It's frustrating for you as a woman and someone who's active in social justice, and you kind of faded away there. Could you try that again?
Yeah, basically because America is not really great for a lot of people this year, and it hasn't been, and this is very frustrating for people to, I guess, look at it with rose-colored glasses and not have empathy for other people and other people.
So you're frustrated that people are looking. I'm sorry, I got to keep kind of translating here because it turns out your connection isn't that great.
I'm trying real hard to.
It sounds like you're frustrated with the people who are looking at America with rose-colored glasses, ignoring a lot of the problems that are going on. You're specifically focused on social justice, maybe issues involving poor people and the life that they're living right now. And I can understand completely where you're coming from. We're going to put you on hold here, Brittany. We'll see if we can clear up your connection, maybe get you on a better line or something like that. Because I am interested in hearing what she has to say without speculating exactly on what she's saying here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And you can comment here. Take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro-1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be, clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can join us on the radio toll free here. It's the live Saturday edition. The number you'll need to get interactive is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And another way to interact, not just with the hosts of Free Talk Live, but other listeners, is via the Free Talk Live AMP program. So if you enjoy this show, you like the fact that we're talking about ending the war on drugs, ending the state itself, talking about these ideas on national radio, and you want us to continue doing that, you want us to expand into new stations around the country, expand new internet listeners around the world, expand our satellite coverage globally, we can do all of that, but it does take some money, and that's why we have the AMP program set up. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote, and the idea is that you can send $5 a month into Free Talk Live. We'll invest that into the show and get on more stations, expose new people to the ideas of liberty, and you'll get perks. You'll get access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only podcast, which doesn't have the same commercials that our regular podcast does, and also the AMP-only Facebook group, which is one of the few reasons to actually use Facebook. So check it out at amp.freetalklive.com, ampamp.freetalklive.com. We lost our lady caller there during the break, and that's too bad because I did want to hear what she had to say.
There was not a whole lot I could have gotten out of that. I tried.
Supposedly her phone line had gotten better. But anyway, let's continue with your calls and thoughts here. Maybe she can call in tomorrow night. Meanwhile, let's talk to Dustin, listening in Indiana to WIBC-FM. Hey, Dustin.
Hey, how you doing?
Welcome, sir. You're on the air. Doing great.
Hello.
Oh, yeah. I was just having a couple questions about some of the things that you had said earlier.
Sure.
About prostitution.
Yeah.
And we were talking about how, you know, at the age of 18, prostitution, you know, should be okay. And I also noticed in that same conversation that you said that you had a vasectomy at the age of, like, 28.
23. Vasectomy, yes.
23, I'm sorry.
Yep.
And what I was saying about that is I don't think that you can really put that into a broad spectrum unless you have children. Because of me, I happen to be the father of three girls, and then we had a boy. And, you know, my oldest is 22, and my youngest girl is 14. And according to national statistics, that the average male doesn't mature until the age of 27, and the average girl doesn't mature until the age of 21. And I think that that premature.
What does that? What does that mean? Mature? I mean, I'm 26 currently.
You're talking about mentally or physically?
I'm 26
mentally,
right now.
Mentally.
So I've got another year.
I have a 22-year-old that lives at my house.
Well, what does that mean? Like, I've got another year until my opinions matter. I mean, I'm not even confrontationally. I'm confused by what that means.
Well, basically, what I'm trying to say is, you know, like I said, I'm a 40-year-old male, and I went through all the same ramifications as every male went through, and my wife is the same age as me. And we can both agree, because we have four children, that at the age of 18, you're not fully mentally mature, even though you may be legally mature.
Let me finish. Sorry.
That is adding to the fact that there is women who are 19 and 20 years old who have two and three kids, and they're down at Rickers buying soda pops with their food stamp card. Are you following what I'm saying?
Sure. There are also women
in their
30s and 40s who are buying food with food stamps. But I guess I don't understand. Are you saying that, okay, so your claim is that science says that people haven't matured fully until they're 27 or whatever. Are you saying that they should?
No, that's science. I graduated in 1995. So that's how old that science is.
Okay, but are you saying, though, like, what are you saying because of that? Are you saying that people shouldn't be able to make legal decisions for themselves up until that age? What are you trying to get at?
No, I'm trying to say that one is not fully mature enough at the age of 18 to decide whether or not they can care for another human being that they have to be legally and financially and emotionally responsible for.
So you don't believe that people under the age of 20, you know, basically, let's say under the age of 30, should be able to have
children? No, I didn't say that. You're changing my words.
Well, that's what I'm asking you. I'm asking you what you're saying.
So what was this about? Was this about prostitution? Is that what you call it?
Yeah, well, I've been on hold for an hour and a half.
Okay.
That's fine. Now, you can call about anything you want here.
That's fine.
I'm still not clear. You're saying people under the age of 18 can't make decisions, or people between the ages of 18 and 27?
No. You still didn't hear me.
Okay,
no.
Make it clear.
Males, they say, are not mature until the age of 27.
Whoever they are.
Until the age of 21.
Okay. Whoever they are.
I want to
hear what he's saying. Go ahead, Dustin, please.
What I'm trying to say is, it's just a proven fact that females do not mentally mature until the age of 21, and males at the age of 27.
Okay, but what are you saying as a result of that?
It's a proven fact.
Well, no, he's saying they say this.
Yeah,
I mean,
but
I don't
you're twisting my words. I'm not talking about that
at all. No, I'm asking you to clarify. Okay, so you're saying you don't believe women are mentally able to make decisions until age 21. Men aren't able to make decisions until age 27. So what are you saying?
No, I'm saying they shouldn't be able to make the decision for an unborn child until that age.
They shouldn't be able to make a decision for an unborn child, meaning to have a child, or?
Correct.
All right.
Because
so what are you
four.
Saying you want to mandate abortions?
No, I have nothing to do with abortions.
But wait a minute,
that's what it sounded like.
Well, if somebody gets knocked up at age 20, what are you saying should happen to them?
I'm saying they should raise their child like they should raise their child, because when you make an adult decision, you have to deal with the adult consequences.
Oh, okay. So what you're saying is, what you're saying is that they should, if they get knocked up,
no,
they should be forced to have the child.
No, that is not what I'm saying.
Okay.
I'm talking to a young child who is younger than my child, who has had a vasectomy at 23 years old. And what I'm saying is,
I'm not
that
a child. I'm 36 years old. I'm just a few years younger than you. Okay?
Okay. Well, let's say it like that.
And
so
I don't regret the decision.
You made a good decision, realizing that you would not be a competent parent. And what I am saying is, my wife and I, we have three girls, all of them on the A honor roll, and we have one boy who is autistic, who is younger. And I am saying that until the age of most males, you know, 27 is what the science says, but I'm not even saying that. I am just saying that if you are going to deal with involving somebody else's life, you need to be mentally competent of making that decision.
So you would
prohibit.
Yeah, I'm just trying to make sure I'm clear on this. So you would say that anyone under the age of 21 should not be able to decide to abort a child, that they should be forced to take a child to term.
No, I'm saying they should be able to be financially responsible for that child before they make that decision, because it's not your responsibility to pay for that child, and it's not
I agree with you. I shouldn't have to pay for somebody else's. I agree.
But
I
it's also
have
difficult
pay.
Because
no, wait,
you
Cody, I just
want to,
you're not going to know if your child's autistic until it's born. Also, I mean,
well, he's not specifically
well,
talking about
no
autism.
That's a roll of the dice.
I mean, we're not talking about my autistic child.
No,
that
he's not talking
no
about
bearing
that.
On anything. I'm saying you, as a citizen, should not have to stand in line behind some woman who
I agree with you, Dustin. I'm not in favor of welfare.
With a food stamp
Dustin, party. We are not communicating appropriately here. I am not in favor of welfare. I agree with you. But at the same time, it sounds to me like you're saying somebody under the age of 21 shouldn't be able to make a decision about whether or not to continue with a pregnancy. Is that not what you're saying here?
No, that is not what I'm saying here.
If a female at the age of 20 gets knocked up in your ideal world, could
well,
she have an abortion?
Knocked up means you had a baby by accident.
That's
is
right.
That
some people have children by accident. That's correct.
It
well,
happens a lot,
wife,
yeah.
We to be honest, I mean, we tried to make better decisions than that.
Well, good for you. Congratulations. Not everybody
well,
makes
most
great
people
decisions.
Should be,
thanks
be,
for the call, Dustin. I agree with you that most people should plan for children. They should have them on purpose. They shouldn't have them on accident. But I would not want to tell somebody that, oh, you're too young, so you can't decide what to do with your body. And he kept dodging it, but that sounds to me like absolutely what he was saying. He kept throwing out these arbitrary numbers about when he believes people can make decisions. Well, if you don't think someone can make a decision, that means you want to make a decision for them.
Always about
cool.
The numbers.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. TLC Laser Eye Centers is now offering great prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology for less than what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-929-5733. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra $400 off your all-laser LASIK procedure. That's $200 off per eye. We've already performed over 2 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve for less than what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-929-5733. 1-800-929-5733.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! It is Free Talk Live. You can join us here on the radio waves, but if you're not already on hold tonight, you're not getting on because our phones are loaded up. However, if you don't get your thoughts in tonight, it's not a problem because we'll be live tomorrow night and every night thereafter. We're live 7 nights a week from 7 to 10 at night Eastern Time. Even throughout holidays, we're always here for you. So don't hesitate to join us tomorrow starting at 7 p.m. Eastern Time for more Free Talk Live. We'll continue with your calls and thoughts here in moments. Also, want to give you a heads up about Victimless Crime Spree, Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree. You can go to victimlesscrimespree.com. You can watch this really great hour-and-a-half-long feature-length documentary film for free anytime you want. It's always better with friends, but even if you're all by yourself, you'll have a good time with Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree at victimlesscrimespree.com.
It will change your life.
It's a great movie. Victimlesscrimespree.com. And that's quite the endorsement, Cody O'Connor, to say it will change your life.
You know, I felt a lot when I first saw that for the first time.
It is a movie that will inspire feelings. You may laugh, you may cry during Victimless Crime.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe other things. Let's go to your calls and thoughts here. Let's talk first to Doug. He's in Illinois listening via the TuneIn app. Hello, Doug.
Hey, am I in there?
You are on the radio. Go ahead.
Yeah, pardon me. I've been in the corner of my bedroom here bashing my head into the wall after hearing a lot of the people call into your radio program.
It's been a fun night here on Free Talk Live.
I'm sorry.
I can't be kind about it. I cannot be kind about it.
Just don't say the F word and, you know, you can say whatever you want otherwise.
Yeah, I mean, they are sheep. They have manure in their head. They are dumber than hell. They really are. Look, either you own your body or you don't. You know what I mean? Either you own your body or you don't. You know, I'm watching the TV the other week, and they hit a lady on TV. Very tragic. Her brother died from heroin. And she had been on the TV talking and blaming everybody, blaming the drug dealer, blaming the government for not doing enough. But she never mentioned her brother who made the option to take the heroin.
That's correct.
You know, the one guy who called about people under 30 not being an adult, it really can be funny how you have it work out. You know, at 18, you can join the military and you can go over to a war that we shouldn't even be in and kill people over in Iraq and, you know, the Afghan war. But at 21, you can't get a drink.
You know? Yeah, exactly.
You own your body or you don't. You know,
right, you're not mentally developed enough to have alcohol at 21, but at 18, we can hand you a gun and send you over to Iraq to kill brown people.
And, right, you can smoke cigarettes.
And you know what? I've never done heroin. I've never done marijuana in my life. Never done any of it. But I am tired.
Stay away from the heroin. Marijuana is all right.
Yeah, I'm tired of people thinking that they're doing what will be for the common good, and B, that if the majority feel that way, then that should be the way the law should be implemented. You have no idea about liberty then. You have no idea about freedom. That can be why we have people like Mayor Bloomberg who are trying to implement, you know, preventing you from buying a pop. That can be why we have, you know, making sure that you're buckled up in your car. If you're not hurting people directly, you should be allowed to do whatever you want to do. And if you don't like it, shut the hell up and mind your own life.
Doug, what are you doing in Illinois, man? I mean, you're in one of the least free places in the United States. You sound like you belong in New Hampshire.
Well, that's why he's so angry right now.
Yeah, I mean, that can be why. I'm over here in North Korea, man. I can't deal with it here much longer. I'm getting the hell out of here. Like a lot of other people.
So are you of the belief that, you know, maybe with drugs, like, maybe you should try the bad ones and get to know them on your own? Because, like, all right, I mean, you know, full honesty, I have tried heroin, and guess what? I learned right off the bat that that was something I never wanted to do again because it is a horrible, horrible drug.
Right. And you know the funny thing? If you push people like Ken and you go deep into their life, you're going to find that they have an issue that they do a lot that a lot of people don't agree with or could not be for the common good. Hey, they might drive a Harley, or they might drink pop, or they might go out to Burger King for every week. But if you attack them, oh, well, then they'll be outraged. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
But they have no problem attacking other people.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, Ken was probably the best call of the night because of his just rampant hypocrisy. On one hand, claiming he was in favor of the free market, but then on the other hand, saying he wanted prostitution and drugs to be prohibited, and then saying that on one hand, he thinks drugs should be prohibited because they alter your state of consciousness, admitting that alcohol alters one's state, but saying that it was good enough to prohibit under 21. So again, if it was a threat to Ken's way of life, it was a threat to what he wants to do with his body, then he says leave him alone. But those other drug users, oh, crack down. Put them in a prison cell. Doug, hope to see you out of Illinois someday, maybe coming over to New Hampshire, where people like you actually will have neighbors who agree in a lot of cases. Thanks for the call tonight. Check out ShireSociety.com when you get a chance. Let's continue here with your calls and your thoughts. We've got Jose. He's in Anniston, Alabama, listening to WDNG. Hey, Jose.
Hello, thank you for all that you do for the American people. Hopefully they will listen and be educated. I'm a retired federal agent from the U.S. Army Criminal Investigation Command, CID. And I would like you and all Americans to compare military law enforcement, criminal investigations, and corrections to civilian law enforcement, criminal investigations, and corrections in reference to brutality and abuses. Why don't you ever hear about what you hear and see civilian police doing, military police, criminal investigators or corrections personnel doing it to members of the U.S. Armed Forces, and the other way around, members of the U.S. Armed Forces attacking military law enforcement people?
Why don't you hear that?
In my opinion, it has to do with the professional training and discipline at the military police school for the Army. Okay, everybody's got their own law enforcement, but some of the branches cross train with each other, and the incredible amount of supervision at the chain of command level, as well as operational. See, you belong to a unit as a military policeman. Let's say, like me, I belonged to the 630th MP Company in Vietnam at age 19. That was my unit. But operationally, when I went on patrol, and I became a patrol supervisor at age 20 of a platoon of MPs, I answered to the operational chain of command. The operations officer, the operations NCO, the provost marshal, which is the military chief of police, And you could not step out of line without it coming back at you. And you would have to report to your first sergeant or your commander or the provost marshal or the operations officer, all kinds of people, that you will be told, hey, first sergeant wants to see you. And next thing you know, they're talking to you about something they heard from another first sergeant or another commander about what you did while you were on patrol. The accountability is tremendous.
There's now, wait a minute. In the police departments, we've seen stories, we've heard from former officers who've said that the corruption rises through the ranks. So, you know, whatever level of accountability they have in the police departments is a joke. Why is there such a difference between the police where, you know, it's clear that there's corruption even as high as police chiefs or sheriffs in some places? Why not in the military? What's the difference?
Well, the big difference is that military law enforcement and criminal investigators eat their own. We do apprehend each other. And you don't see much of that. We do not have anything. I mean, for 20 years that I was in military law enforcement and criminal investigations, I never heard anything about a military-type code of silence. We do not operate that way. There's another aspect here. Keep this in mind. And this is not a bad idea, a bad concept. And I know there are negatives about a federal police force, but all military law enforcement, the entire criminal justice system of the military rotates every 2 or 3 years. There is no opportunities to build cliques with anybody.
You move, okay, that's interesting.
If you did that to civilians, it would be so costly. I said, well, the military does it all the time. We pack up our house.
Okay. Because I was going to say, well, it's interesting. So the incentives are different, and, of course, people respond to incentives. Great call, Jose. Thank you for making it tonight. I appreciate it. If you look, one of the things I was going to point out before he made that point about the rotation was a lot of people in policing today were in the military first. So it's very common for the police to recruit from the military, like, oh, you're leaving the military? Well, come on over and work for us.
Certainly makes sense.
But what he's saying there, though, is that, oh, well, because the police can get entrenched, you know, that police chief can stay there until he feels like retiring and then, you know, get paid buku bucks on retirement. But anyway, that allows for him to be corrupt for that long time frame, whereas in the military they don't get to dig in and become established in those positions. So you can then take the same people who were more accountable in the military, put them in the police, and watch them become more corrupt because they have more of an opportunity to aggregate power to themselves. Fascinating stuff. Chris in Delaware, you got like maybe 20 seconds here, right at the end. Go ahead.
All right, real quick, man. Hey, look, I just wanted to set something straight with the whole thing with the bombing of Japan. Sherman had to drop the bombs because to save 500,000 American, Allied, and Japanese lives, 150,000 had to go because they were ready to fight to the death.
Nonsense. Nice try. Nonsense. We'll see you tomorrow online. In the meantime, freetalklive.com. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com. DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Are the answers to your present and future hidden in your past? Akashic readings help you learn to unlock the answers for love, finances, weight loss, self-esteem, confusion, grief and loss, and more. Akashic email readings by Dr. Kelly Maroon, PhD, are specially priced right now. Learn more at Dr. Kelly Maroon's website, akashicuniversal.com, spelled akashicuniversal.com. Change your life today. Become one with your true path with intention on purpose. Visit akashicuniversal.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.